Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is the Savage Nation, and is it really a Blue Monday or what? What a Blue Monday it is. Now, where shall we begin? Let's begin domestically. Ted Cruz is the hero of the Tea Party. I have warned you about Ted Cruz for several years. He is a product of several talk show hosts, but he's an invented product. I told you a year ago that Ted Cruz is finished. Over the weekend, Senator Ted Cruz, Republican of Texas, joined the charlatan Glenn Beck at the U.S.-Mexico border for a stunt of giving out soccer balls and teddy bears to the hordes of illegal alien children coming over the border. I warned you that Ted Cruz would implode. I warned you about him, and I told you he was a creation of talk show hosts. He's finished. Right now, he is not an opponent for Hillary Clinton. She'll wipe the floor with him. Because if he starts to attack her on immigration, she'll say, you're the one who went to the border with teddy bears and balloons. I didn't. I didn't encourage him to come here. Ted, you did. But it's even worse than that. Ted Cruz thanks the charlatan Glenn Beck through his production company, which means that there's some kind of financial relationship between Ted Cruz and Glenn Beck that I don't like. That's number one. Number two. There's a population in Iraq of Christians that's been there over 2,000 years. 2,000 years. They've been forced to flee for their lives by the friends of John McCain and Barack Obama. The friends being the ISIS group. Now you say, how could you come up with a crazy thing like that? Why the Islamic State crazy people are not friends of Obama and John McCain? Well, then let me ask you a question. These Islamists who drove out the Christians from Mosul, who had been there for 2,000 years. And by the way, they said to them, either you convert to Islam, pay a tax, or we'll have your head cut off. And as the Christian families were fleeing, remember, they've been there 2,000 years. Do you know how long that is? They've been there 2,000 years. And in your lifetime, you let them be driven out of Mosul because of this charlatan in the White House. Because of this crackpot community organizer charlatan, the Christians are being decimated all over the Middle East. This crackpot charlatan is destroying the world. But you're responsible because you elected him. I didn't. I didn't vote for this crackpot charlatan. You did. Don't blame me. They drove them out and they said, here's your choice. Here's the choice. You convert to Islam, you pay a religious tax, which is in the Quran, the Book of Peace, or we'll cut your head off. So the Christian families who were there for 2,000 years, the remnants of them, the remnants of the 2,000-year Christian community, fled with just the clothing on their back. But it gets worse. As the Christians reached the checkpoint to get out of Mosul, when they found out they were Christians, your friends, the Muslims, took everything they were carrying, including their mobile phones. They left them only with the clothing on their back. Now let's jump to Israel. Israel is fighting their cousins, the Palestinians. Israel is fighting for the entire West. Israel is on the front lines of the war against radical Islam. And make no mistake about it, you have already taken the side of the Palestinians because the media has made them into Robin Hood. They made Israel into Goliath and the Palestinians into David. You have everything upside down. Israel is on the front lines of the survival of the West. And right now, what does the UN do? The UN takes the side of the Palestinians and calls for a ceasefire. There's no way they can have a ceasefire. Unless they create a buffer zone of at least a mile wide, they're going to have rockets into Israel. My prediction is Israel will not stop the invasion of Gaza because they have no choice. That's topic number two. So I've given you domestic. I've given you an international. Now here comes the worst one for this Blue Monday. Over the weekend, I heard the war drums being beaten on every channel. War drums like I haven't heard since the 1950s during the height of the Cold War. In fact, they were worse. I have never heard such insanity as I heard over the weekend. The bottom of it all being Dianne Feinstein, that corrupt individual, having the audacity to go on the radio, on TV and say she wants Putin to man up about the shoot down of the airliner. Have you ever heard anything like this in your lifetime? An old hag like her, an old harridan like Dianne Feinstein with all of her questionable business dealings, having the nerve to try to trigger World War III? Now, even if the Russian separatists shot the plane down, which it looks like they did, I told you that last week, does that mean Putin gave them the orders to do so? What sense would that make? How would Russia have gained by that? So why are all of these media people, government media complex, trying to start World War III? Everywhere you turn, they were demanding war against Russia. Not in exactly those words. Not in exactly those words, but it seems to me I never heard such rhetoric like this since the 1950s. Have you? Have you ever heard rhetoric like this in your lifetime? Demanding that a superpower basically go to war with another superpower over the, I would say, accidental shoot down of an airliner? I don't think you understand what could happen here. Do you remember how World War I started? I told this to you last week. You remember what happened? There was an assassination of the Archduke of Austria, Franz Ferdinand. And what happened then? The First World War slowly got started. Austria-Hungary issued an ultimatum to Serbia, which was rejected. It led to a declaration of war. The regional war caused the Central Powers to choose sides, and World War I was on. Is it possible that one weekend in December of 2013 was in fact the same as the Archduke Ferdinand event, igniting World War III? Well, let's go back in history and show you what happened. Last December, not even a year ago, a crazy, warmongering U.S. Senator named John McCain goes to Ukraine. He has dinner with the far-right anti-Semitic Svoboda Party in Ukraine, your new friends. Your new friends are the far-right anti-Semitic Svoboda Party. Senator McCain then goes in front of a crowd in Independence Square during a mass rally in Kiev. He stands with Oleh Tyanobok, leader of the anti-Semitic Svoboda Party. That's your U.S. Senator McCain. And out on the streets of Kiev in December, the red and black striped flag of the Ukrainian Insurgent Army, UIA, is seen carried alongside flags carrying Svoboda's logo. These groups, along with the young girls in the tight dungarees with iPhones, who of course were the face of the Ukrainian movement. It's always the girls. It's just like during the age of the Communist Party USA, when they used women at dances to enlist young working men in the 1920s and 30s in America. It was always the girls and free sex that got a lot of American workers to join the Communist Party. It was all about sex at that time. So once again, the girls with the tight jeans and the iPhones were the face, or the image rather, of this Ukrainian uprising. But in fact, behind them was the red and black striped flag of the Ukrainian Insurgent Army and Svoboda. And these groups, along with the support of the warmongering maniac, Senator McCain, helped overthrow the legitimate government that existed in Ukraine at that time. Let me go back again. Obama the fraud keeps saying he wants democracy in various and sundry countries, doesn't he? Well, there was democracy in Ukraine. There was a duly elected leader. But between Senator McCain and these groups, they overthrew the leader. And that set up a turf war between Russia and Ukraine. Would these so-called Ukrainian rebels have been successful without the backing of the United States, the CIA, and John McCain? Well, one can only guess at this point. And so now we move fast forward, and it confirms what I have feared all along. The regional conflict at the heart of what is going on in Europe was stoked along by the United States of America with Senator John McCain at the head of it, at the tip of the spear. So McCain has long been a friend of the military-industrial complex, who are the only ones to gain from a war. The phone number is 855-407-282. I'll take your questions and calls on three topics. Is Ted Cruz finished because he went to the border with Glenn Beck and gave out soccer balls and teddy bears to the illegal alien children? Two, how do you feel about the ancient Christian population of Mosul being driven out by your friends, the Islamists? How do you feel about that? You like that? You think it's a good thing? And finally, three, who do you blame for the Ukrainian war that is going on right now? We didn't touch the Israel-Gaza thing, but we can do that as well if you have a call on that. The phone number is 855-400-7282. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
Ukrainian President Poroshenko has declared a demilitarized zone around the crash site. As I said before, you have international teams already in place prepared to conduct the investigation and recover the remains of those who have been lost. But unfortunately, the Russian-backed separatists who control the area continue to block the investigation.
Why don't you tell us about the swarm coming over the border that you introduced to this country with diseases and crime and drugs? You have any idea that this is all coordinated? Are you not suspicious that a day after his poll ratings collapsed to the lowest level ever, and that immigration rose to the highest level ever as a topic on the minds of the average Joe, that the very next day, either by luck, well, I would just say by chance, the Russian separatists shoot down a passenger jet, and all of a sudden, all of the vermin in the media rush around the clock, and all they're covering is not the diseased, not the criminals, not those from India coming over the border. That's right. Amongst the children are Indian nationals. You don't know about that. Amongst the children that are sacred to Nancy Pelosi, there are those from China. Not one word in the government media complex. I truly feel as though I'm living in the ex-Soviet Union. The only thing missing are the secret police taking people off the streets in black cars en masse and putting them in, let's say, the gulag. We're one breath away from that under this dangerous administration. Because this happens in the Ukraine, and all of a sudden there's no border problem, not covered by ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN. You wait and see. CNN will cover the plane crash for the next 2 months under Mr. Whatever's name is Zucker. Another great man, another Zucker. You got Zuckerberg with Facebook. You got Zucker at CNN. I'd like to translate what the name Zucker means. I think it means sucker. I guess they think that there's a sucker born every minute. And you could fool all of the people all of the time, but you can't fool me any of the time. I know what's going on. I see what's going on. I see it as clear as a crystal diamond. What do you have to say about this? 855-400-7282. KSFO, Louis, welcome to the Savage Nation. Topic, please.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Savage. First, I want to say, you know, I'm a recovering liberal, so I'm definitely listening to your show and getting educated on the right stance. And now,
I'm not really not interested in whether you're recovering or you're not recovering. What's your main point?
My main point, Dr. Savage, is that, you know, I'm trying to understand, you know, the subject of Israel and Palestine. Now, from my understanding, and again, I'm a millennial, so I'm definitely want to get know this. So Palestine used to be controlled by the Muslims. After World War II, it was given to the Jews. Now,
let's stop for a minute. What do you mean used to be controlled by the Palestinians? You know nothing about biblical history? You mean there were no Jews there?
No, I'm not saying that, Dr. Sykes, but from my understanding, Palestine was a Muslim state, and I'm not going to, you know, I don't want to argue
sir,
about...
Sir, you're already showing your lack of historical knowledge. Do you think all the Jews were sent there in 1945?
No, I do not believe that, Dr. Savage, but I do...
Well, wait, you're asking a question, but you're not listening. How long have Jews been in Israel?
Since the time of Jesus Christ, I want to say.
How about the time before Jesus Christ, I'd like to tell you? So the Jewish presence and the Arab presence has been there since biblical times. Do we agree on that? Because that's a historical fact.
Yes, Dr. Savage.
All right, so the entire Bible, which is the fundamental book of the West, the Old Testament, was written who, by Arabs or by Jews?
Under my understanding, it was a Jewish book translated...
What do you mean from your understanding? What do you mean by your understanding?
I'm out of the San Francisco area, so you can kind of see where my, you know.
So you don't even know that the Bible is written in Hebrew. In other words, you don't even know that much.
Okay.
What did you think it was written in? Arabic?
Well, you know, so some type of, you know, ancient scripture, which, like I said, I'm...
Yeah, the ancient scripture was called Hebrew. That's right. The Jews wrote the Bible.
Okay.
And the religion that followed Judaism was which? Christianity or Islam?
Christianity.
Right. Christianity arose from Judaism. Which religion followed Christianity?
I want to say Muslims did.
That's right. Then along came Muhammad, and he took elements of the Old Testament, elements of the New Testament, and added some of his own, and he created a new religion called Islam. It's fine that we have religions on earth and that there are different ways of approaching God or the spiritual world, but there seems to be only one religion on the planet that says either my way or I'll cut your head off. Now, which religion is that? Is that Christianity?
No, sir.
Is it Judaism? Do Jews go around saying convert, pay a tax, or we'll kill you?
No, they do not.
So which religion is going around on the earth fighting with all of their neighbors, whether they be Hindu neighbors or Buddhist neighbors or Christian neighbors or Jewish neighbors? Which religion is that?
I definitely agree. The Islamic State, they have a very gruesome way of showing their expression. But, you know,
a gruesome way? You heard me open the show and tell you that in Mosul, where there had been a Christian presence for 2,000 years, the new Islamists have come into Mosul and driven the Christians out unless they converted to Islam, paid a religious tax, or were killed. And then as they were fleeing with nothing on their back, they held them up at the checkpoints and stole everything from them but their clothing. You didn't read that in the San Francisco Chronicle, I'm sure, Louis.
Oh, no, I did not, Dr. Savage.
Well, let me tell you something. That's going to happen around the world unless they are let us say, resisted. I'll use a very simple word. There must be a resistance to the Islamists, or all of you will be in the case facing what the Christians of Mosul are facing. Right now, I'm having a lot of trouble controlling myself. You can hear it in my voice. I'm actually infuriated by what's going on in the world. I'm infuriated that we have such an imposter in the White House that the world is falling apart. Never forget why the world is falling apart. Because we have a weak leader who is obsessed only with destroying his political opponents. A community organizer who is obsessed only with destroying his political opponent.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
We're talking about a world that's spinning off its axis, and there are a number of reasons for it. The primary reason being because America is no longer the world leader, because we have a community organizer. And I'll keep saying it until you finally hear me. As ruthless as Obama is, as deceptive as Obama is, as effective as his machine of spinners is, they are good at only one thing, which is destroying their political opposition. That is what a leftist political machine can do. It's incapable of world leadership because it doesn't even know what the world is all about. It's risen from the gutter. It'll bring America into the gutter. It's fundamentally, a community organizer is basically a rabble-rouser. A community organizer basically deals with people that they bust to events, like an Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton is an example of a community organizer, which is why his blood brother, Barack Obama, has invited him to the White House hundreds of times in the last few years. If you could ever believe that we'd be living in an age that a lowlife of that order would be in the White House, I would have said you were crazy 5 years ago. But that's the world you're living in. Why? Because a community organizer respects only other community organizers who can get out the vote and destroy the opposition, the political opposition in the country. But when it comes to international, nothing, zero, worthless. 855-407-282 is the phone number. We're talking about the Israel-Palestinian issue in Gaza. We're talking about the warmongering of Dianne Feinstein and the others in the media, literally trying to, in my opinion, start World War III. And we're not talking about the hordes of illegal aliens pouring over the border, being shipped around America by Obama into Republican areas. Again, something only a community organizer would do. It's unconstitutional. It's a violation of his oath of office. He could be impeached just for this. There's evidence that he did it, strong evidence that he did it. The RFP was given out last January for contractors to take care of these hordes. It's all been planned. Again, why? To destroy the country. No other reason. To make certain that it's safe for communism for the next 100 years. And meanwhile, the world is falling apart because there's a vacuum. And the war, as you know, nature abhors a vacuum. It's one of the fundamental rules of physics. Nature abhors a vacuum. And into this vacuum, there steps the demagogues. Okay, 855-400-7282. Let's take your calls on these subjects. Keith on WMAL in Washington, D.C. Keith, go ahead, please.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
What's your main point, Keith?
Okay, real quick. Pam, right on target with everything you're saying about the Middle East, what's going on over there.
All right, but, well, but wait. Keith, what is your primary point?
Yes, my point is this. Glenn Beck, man, a lot of what he talks about is right on spot with what you're saying. I think, really, my only...
You know, so far you haven't said anything, Keith. I'm sorry. I'm glad you like me, but so far you said nothing. So the people are listening, and they get nervous. So let's go to Ted Cruz on the border with Glenn Beck. By the way, he raised $2 million from fools like you who support him. Fools like you gave Glenn Beck $2 million to give out bouncing balls to illegal aliens. You know, when you have an invasion into a household of any kind, if you put out food for that invasion, more will come. What's even more ironic is that these children are not starving. They're not denied medicine by this government. They're being fed. They're being given toys. They're being given medicine. And yet this charlatan, Glenn Beck, goes down there to the border town of McAllen, Texas. And that I expected from him. I've always known him to be a fraud from day one, from the get-go. He was like one of those tent preachers to me, one of those uneducated dolts. Like a Marjo. And many of you love him. I understand that. And many of you gave him money. Then you wake up and find out that Ted Cruz, the last great hope of the Republican Party, allegedly, goes down there with him. Now, this shows you that Ted Cruz has no advisors. Or he's being advised, let's say, by Glenn Beck. Listen to clip five.
Let me say thank you to Mercury One. Thank you to Glenn for leading on this issue. For raising over $2 million to provide food, to provide medicine, to provide toys to these kids. Our country has always been a country of compassion, of humanity, and these children, while they're here, we need to care for them well.
Step right there. All right, here he goes again. So he's taking the side of the liberal government under Obama, if you even want to call him that. I wouldn't call him a liberal government. There's Ted Cruz destroying his political career with one wrong move. He's finished. I can guarantee you he's finished. I can guarantee you he's finished. He's over. Now, I want to say something in a broader, more personal context. Several years ago, there was another favorite of the Tea Party named Michelle Bachmann. When she was in trouble in the beginning, she came on the show repeatedly. She raised a lot of money for herself from you, my listener. And soon she attained national prominence, and she started to make a lot of headway. And after she gulled you into giving her money, and frankly, she tricked me, suddenly she wouldn't come on the show anymore, wouldn't come near it. Wouldn't come near it. Well, I predicted at that point she was finished politically. Well, is she finished politically? Yes, she's finished politically. It's not because of me. It's because of you. You people are not stupid. You can see through these frauds. Here is an exact example of Ted Cruz, only it's even worse. Ted Cruz's advisors, who are likely the same people who are behind Glenn Beck, refused to come on the show over the last 2 years. He would not come on this show. He's only gone on my opponent's show. And on the charlatan show, he would not come on this show. Why? Answer, you could see now why. Because he's playing both sides against the middle. It's that simple. Now let's go to the Israel problem. How do you feel about that one? How do you feel about that? 855-400-7282. I don't know. There's so many topics that we can talk about. We're all over the map. And I don't know what to ask you anymore. The world is in crisis. But what do we, the people, do about it if the world is in crisis? Tell me what we're going to do about it. Let's see. We turn to Dianne Feinstein, whose husband, Richard Blum, is a very wealthy contractor. Does great business around the world because he's such a smart man. Not because she's ever steered contracts to him. Not because he was once a manufacturer of military equipment, not because he's gotten contracts all his life while she was in the Senate, not at all. I want you to listen to what this old Harrington said over the weekend. You're not going to believe clips 7 and 8 back to back.
I think this has become a huge human drama. And I think the nexus between Russia and the separatists has been established very clearly. So the issue is, where is Putin? And I would say, Putin, you have to man up. You should talk to the world. You should say, if this was a mistake...
I've never heard anything like this in my life. Have you ever heard anything like this in your life? An old corrupt harridan like Dianne Feinstein sticking her fat mouth into an incendiary situation and saying that Putin should man up? How do you feel about this? Doesn't it bother you? I guess you don't know what to say. WJR, Greg, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Mike, can you explain yourself a little bit? But, you know, I was really disappointed in your opening monologue, how you were just blatantly, I think, lying to your audience and losing credibility. Talking about how Beck's just... I mean, listen, I'm not a Beck fan. I'm not any of these guys' fans, you know. I mean, I had to look for you and try to find you on these stations.
All right, so what are you saying? What's your main point? I know you're a Beck front man, so what do you have to say?
Here's what I got to say. I don't see you having any reporters. We're not getting reporters by the mainstream media going down and seeing what's going on there.
Excuse me, sir. We're not talking about reporters on the border. We're talking about giving out medical care, food, and toys to illegal aliens. Don't you think that encourages more of them to come here or less?
No, I want someone to report on it. I want to see you take a guy down there.
I'm asking you a question. By giving them food, which they already have, by giving them toys, which they already have, by appearing down there, does that not encourage more of the illegals to come or less?
It's not going to encourage any more of them to come because they're not doing it on their own. They're being told to go, and they can go.
Okay, so in other words, if the parents of these children see their children being cared for so well, they're not going to say, gee, it's a great place to send our kids?
I don't think there's a parent in the world that would do that. These aren't parents. If there was real parents.
You know, you're not making any sense. The only thing that will stop them is when we put the National Guard on the border and say, get out of here. We can't take you in. The lifeboat's sinking. Not giving them toys and balloons.
Why don't you put 60 cows up there and start...
All right. You know, he has a lot of people who work for him. And this guy is saying that he likes that he's reporting from there. Well, he's not the only one reporting from there. A lot of people are reporting from there. The only reason that charlatan Glenn Beck went down there is for a publicity stunt. It's as naked as, well, I can't say it. It's a family show. How could you not see through this? The children sent back the tamales that the government gave them. That's how they're starving so much. The illegal alien children were starving so much that the first day they got there, it was reported they rejected the tamales because they were not hot. Remember in the press? So now this charlatan goes down with a food truck and pretends he's Al Sharpton, and he's going to cook food for the illegal aliens, and then he wants it both ways. He's opposed to amnesty, but he's for amnesty until he was against amnesty. Now he's against amnesty because he's for amnesty. And to top it off, his political stooge, Ted Cruz, goes with him. Sorry, you can't fool me. He's finished. It's that simple. 855-400-7282. Many callers out there. WTMA. John, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. The coincidence, quote-unquote coincidence, of McCain and Graham, supposed conservatives, going to Egypt and the Christians suffer. Then they get involved in Syria. The Christians suffer. Now McCain is involved in Iraq, and guess what? The Christians suffer. More than coincidence, wouldn't you say?
It is more than coincidence. Now, either they're stupid or they're tools of the Islamists. There's no other explanation for this. And by the way, what ISIS is doing in Mosul, driving the Christians out and burning churches to the ground, churches have been there for 2,000 years. Their cousins are trying to topple Assad in Syria, and yet we're backing the rebels in Syria. Do you get that one? You know what will happen in Syria if Assad is thrown out of office, if he's forced to abdicate or killed? What will happen in Syria will be a bloodbath on the order of what's happening in Iraq right now, a bloodbath against the Christians, the Assyrians, and the others who are not Muslim. That's what will happen. So what can I say about it? I'm sitting here on the outside just trying to make the world a safer place for sanity. And I don't know if it can ever be made sane again. Rick Perry prepares to deploy 1,000 National Guard. I've been talking about it for 2 weeks. In fact, I called him out on Friday on the show. I said, I'm sick and tired of Rick Perry talking the talk and not walking the walk. I said, he has a National Guard. Send him to the border. Didn't I say that last week? You heard the show. Well, now he says he's going to do it. I'd like to see what happens. There will be a standoff, by the way, between the National Guard of Texas and the federal fascist troops that Obama sends down there. There will be a showdown between the federal fascisti and the National Guard trying to protect the citizens of and the sovereignty of Texas from this invasion and the meltdown of the border. Make no mistake about it. Here's another one for you conspiracists out there. Yesterday was a terrible day in Gaza. 500 people killed, mainly Palestinians, right? But here's the strange part. The Israelis have several elite special forces units, including the Golani Brigade. You think of our special forces, and then think of our Delta Force, then think of our Navy SEALs. Now think of the elite amongst the elite. They lost 13 of them in one battle yesterday. In one battle. I think it's very suspicious that so many members of an elite Israeli brigade died in one interchange. Could it be that there is a double agent somewhere in the Obama administration that has given up the troop movements of the IDF to those firing anti-tank weapons, etc., at them? Is it possible? Well, of course it's possible. How do you prove it? It's impossible to prove it. However, if you look back, there have been many, many strange things going on. Remember the drone that was sent to Iran without a scratch on it? It was delivered like a new Mercedes without a scratch. Factory fresh drone, the most advanced drone in our arsenal, went off course by somebody in the U.S. Air Force and delivered to Iran, put in their hands. Oh, you forgot that one. That was years ago. I can name five different incidents where you could, in retrospect, say that there are several double agents working either in the Defense Department or in the White House itself who are giving up the troop movements, not only of the United States, but of Israel itself. Well, how do I prove it? Never. Impossible. It's one man looking in. Something's wrong. All I can tell you is that all of this is happening, and it doesn't make sense unless you put two and two together. Meanwhile, seven more IDF soldiers were killed yesterday. That's an enormous loss for a little country. And it's an enormous loss for the Palestinians to lose 500 people. Enormous. There's a cartoon on my website, on michaelsavage.com, that would be funny if it wasn't tragic. And it's about the Iron Dome system that the Israelis developed themselves, by the way. And it's not our system. An Israeli developed it, so far as I know. An Israeli developed the software for the Iron Dome system. And I hope to God it's on my website or I'll start to scream. Here it is. It's the left side of michaelsavage.com. You can't even see it because it looks like an ad. It says the Iron Dome of Hamas. And if you click on it, it shows a cartoon opens up. And it says Hamas develops its own line of defense. And on the left side, it shows a cartoon, the Iron Dome of Israel, with the rocket going up to knock down the rockets. On the right side, it shows the Iron Dome of Hamas with a Palestinian terrorist hiding under a baby carriage. You figure it out. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
Citizens are under assault, and little children from Central America are detained in squalor. We are too good a country for that to occur. That is why today I am using my executive authority as governor of Texas and activating the National Guard.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the next president of the United States of America, Rick Perry. He has finally stood up to the corrupt, fraudulent, anti-American Barack Obama. Rick Perry has said our citizens are under siege. He's sending the National Guard to the border. I've called for this for weeks. He has the right to do so. He has the obligation to do so. And God bless Rick Perry. He's on the road to the White House. Finally, a Republican has stood up to this charlatan community organizer. Now the fun begins. When you see Obama send the fascists from the federal government to confront the Texas National Guard.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Our citizens are under assault, and little children from Central America are detained in squalor. We are too good a country for that to occur. That is why today I am using my executive authority as governor of Texas and activating the National Guard.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Not to work, plan to
sleep all day. The games are on. Finally, a Republican has manned up and stood up to the illegitimate community organizer in the White House who has broken our border with Mexico and permitted tens of thousands of illegal aliens to surge over the border at great cost to this United States of America. Remember, you may not know this, but unaccompanied children are only making up 20% of those being apprehended illegally. And Perry said he can no longer wait for the president to act as hardened gang members and drug cartels flood into Texas, causing crime to skyrocket. Perry pointed out that Texas taxpayers can no longer bear the cost of processing and housing the surge of illegals caused by Obama's 2012 Executive Action Dream Act, which has given people in Central America the idea that their children will be allowed to stay in the United States, which is true, of course. So I'm going to ask you that now that Rick Perry has announced he's deploying 1,000 Texas National Guard to the U.S. border with Mexico, saying he cannot idly sit by while our citizens are under siege. Do you agree with Rick Perry in sending the National Guard, number one? Number two, do you think this will launch him into the White House as I do? I believe he's now the front runner. First of all, he's a statesman. Second of all, he runs a large state. Third of all, he's statesmanlike. Fourth of all, he's doing what's necessary to save this country. I'm 100% behind Rick Perry myself. I'll be right up front with you. Even though he won't come on this show, I'm 100% behind him. I don't care if he never comes on the show. It doesn't matter to me. I care only about America, not my ratings. How do you feel about that? Do you feel it's a good idea? Do you think he's being a fascist by sending the National Guard to the border? Do you think we should accept all of the illegal alien children? WABC Joe, welcome to the Savage Nation. Your opinion, please.
I want to add about the illegals from South America coming here, that also groups of professional shoplifters are coming here, too, and they're stealing millions of dollars per week, that they say. And when some of them do get caught, they get bailed out by a lot of these people that are in with it, and then they just go to another...
Well, I don't understand what you're saying, Joe. How do you know that they're part of this surge of today?
It was on a documentary last night on 60 Minutes. They had it, and it showed you, and they followed them around, and they were from South America, and they're really good at what they do. They've been shoplifting everything. They even go after jewelers. They know where jewelers are and their money, and they'll go after them. And
so, in other words, it's now give us your tired, your poor, and your huddled jewel thieves
exactly.
Under Obama.
And also,
give us your tired, your poor, and your huddled welfare scammers.
Yep, you got it.
I get it. So you're in favor of Rick Perry's move?
Definitely.
Would you vote for him for president?
Oh, definitely.
And do you think, as I do, he's now the front runner of the Republican pack?
I would say so. I don't think
it's... Absolutely. 100%. Ted Cruz is finished. Ted Cruz never... No one even knew who Ted Cruz was. I know intelligent people who follow the news that never heard of Ted Cruz. But now that the weasel has appeared with the charlatan Glenn Beck, he's finished completely. But Rick Perry now steps forward and does the right thing. He didn't send toys and balloons to the border. He sent troops with guns and bayonets to the border. I don't know what they're going to... Are they going to be armed? That's what I'd like to know. God forbid I wake up and find that the National Guard is bringing balloons and tamales to the border. WFTL, James, how do you feel about Rick Perry sending 1,000 National Guard to the U.S. border with Mexico?
I think he should have done it the day after the president didn't do anything when he was down there and shook his hand. That's the first thing. I agree with him that he's doing it. I think all of the border governors should do it, although they won't because some of them are in lockstep with the current administration.
You don't actually think Governor Brown will send the California National Guard to the border, do you?
No, I don't. But no.
In fact, if Governor Brown sent the National Guard to the border, it would be to drive the citizens away from the border to let more of them come in.
Right, exactly. I think Perry is probably on his way to the White House. He's got a long way to go, though.
You wait and see what the leftist rats in the media do to Perry after this. You wait and see what they do to him because of this, that he stood up to Obama's border-crushing activities. You wait and see what the rats at ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and even Fox News will do to Perry because of this. You wait and see when Murdoch gives a call to Ailes, and Ailes gives a call to the Chorus Line, how they start to rip Perry apart very subtly. Even Fox News will attack him for this. You wait and see. The Chorus Line with lipstick will attack him, as sure as I'm sitting here. That's how I feel. That's what I feel. Max on KSFO in San Francisco. Go ahead.
I applaud this man. Finally, a representative of government that actually does what I want them to do, and that's what I pay taxes for. Michael, also, you thought I was making fun of you last time I called, and it was the furthest thing on my mind about the sheeple comment. It was just to say, I mean, we have a problem in this country because of the sheeple.
No, I don't even remember the call, and if I implied that I was angry at you, please forgive me. These are very difficult times for us in the media who are actually taking the problems on head-to-head, Max. This is a very difficult time in radio. This is no longer even mildly entertaining. This country is under siege both from within and from without. And the worst part of it is we have an enemy within every aspect of the media, almost every aspect of the media, and certainly from the federal government. And so sometimes I may jump the gun, and if I did so, well, you'll have to accept me that the apology is correct. We have a Christian Holocaust going on in Iraq, and this president of ours has nothing whatsoever to say about it. Even the Pope, by the way, which I was pleasantly surprised to find out, the Pope in his Sunday speech talked about the attacks on Christians in the Middle East. I was shocked that he would step away from his normal rhetoric about inequality and do that, because the Christians are on the verge of being exterminated in the Middle East as a result of Obama and his removal of any American presence there. And if you think this is bad, you're 100% right. It's going to get, if they have their way, and we arm the rebels in Syria, which we're doing already for well over a year, they got heavy weapons from us through the CIA conduits. If the rebels should overthrow Assad, every Christian in Syria will be driven out or killed by the Muslim fanatics. It's that simple. Boston Jim, you're on the Savage Nation from the Internet. How do you feel about Rick Perry sending the National Guard to the border? He announced it about 30 minutes ago.
Doc, God love you. It's about time someone stepped up to the plate. I mean, this guy's a throwback. He reminds me a little bit of Reagan. When he ran last time, he had some very controversial ads, I don't know if you remember or not, that had run, and he said he would do stuff about the border. I've never voted in my life. Let me tell you, if someone wants to stand up, I'll get behind him and I'll vote for him.
Well, that's interesting. You sound like you're politically oriented, but you never voted, huh? Why, you had no one to vote for?
I'm very politically oriented, but I just never did, you know. And if someone wants to stand up and do something for this country, it goes.
In other words, Rick Perry has shown the guts to stand up to this communist agitator in the White House in plain English.
Absolutely, and it goes.
In plain English. Let's stop mincing words. Communist agitator! A soapbox communist agitator in the White House. There, I finally said it. Someone stood up to him. I wonder how long it will take for the communist agitator in the White House to use his pen and his stool to stop Governor Perry's National Guard on the border. I wonder how long it will take for his consigliere, Eric Holder, to file charges against Rick Perry. I wonder how long it will take for the four horsewomen of the apocalypse to demand that Rick Perry be arrested for defending the people of the state of Texas. That's what I wonder. WMAL, Sean, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Dr. Savage. I was just calling real quick because I do approve of what Rick Perry's doing on the border.
But where I disagree is we still can't forget that he is the one that was forcing children to take Gardasil years ago.
Wait. He was forcing children to take what?
Gardasil shots. They called him Governor Gardasil. It's the HPV shot. And that was really what drove him out of contention for.
So here we go already. You're part of the smear campaign already, because he forced the inoculations on people. Now he's disqualified.
It's the truth.
All right. So you'd rather see Hillary Clinton as president?
No, I'm not saying that.
Well, there's your choice. It's Perry versus Hillary. That's all. Make it very simple. They all have skeletons in their closet. They all have issues that people are going to attack them for. But you can't argue that Rick Perry wouldn't be a more patriotic president than Hillary Clinton.
I can't argue that, correct.
All right, so at least we agree on some points. It's that simple. I mean, Rick Perry very much sounds like George Bush to me, by the way. He always did. I know many of you say that's the death knell. I don't think so. In retrospect, people would rather have George Bush than Barack Obama in the White House. I mean, if the election were held today, I guarantee you Mitt Romney would be president. That I can guarantee you, now that we all woke up to what is going on in the world. You know, Rick Perry's the next president. It's that simple. Now, he's got a long way to go, and the vermin in the media are already getting the knives ready. The long knives have come out of the back rooms of ABC, CBS, NBC. All the boys with big eyeglasses have been told to run around and find anything they can on Rick Perry. The jets are being fired up at LaGuardia Airport by the news bureaus to see if they could dig something up on Rick Perry. All of the rats who hate America who run the news bureaus are doing everything they can to destroy Rick Perry. This is happening as I speak. They've called him back from their vacations in Thailand and the other denizens of, let us say, low activities around the world in order to go out and see if they can destroy Rick Perry. What would you like to talk about? I mean, this is very big news. WABC, Mike, you feel this is as big news as I do?
Yep, absolutely. I think Rick Perry just won the first primary for the presidential nominations of 2016.
Tell me who could possibly beat him. Okay, you're right. Let's forget Hillary. Tell me, is Ted Cruz going to be able to defeat Rick Perry after Ted Cruz went to the border with Glenn Beck to give out toys at the border?
Bless him for doing good stuff, but that's not going to make him president.
No. Wait. You think it was good of Ted Cruz to go to the border and give out toys to the illegal aliens? You think it was a good thing?
Not at all. What I'm saying is, in his heart, he's trying to do good things for anybody. And that's fine, you know.
Do you actually believe? I mean, are you that? Am I too cynical for this business? You actually believe Ted Cruz gave out toys to the illegal aliens because he felt bad for the children? You don't think he did it as a stunt with Glenn Beck?
Oh, of course it's a stunt. Of course it's to get his name in the newspaper.
I happen to think I'm too cynical for this business. Maybe I should retire. Maybe I see larceny in the hearts of all politicians. And maybe for that reason I should not do radio anymore. I don't know, maybe I'm just too cynical for this business. You're telling me Glenn Beck went there in his truck to cook food for the illegal aliens because he cares about them? Are you people that naive, or am I too cynical? Well, let's forget them. Ted Cruz is finished. In the Republican primary, who is it going to be? It's going to be Rick Perry versus who? The ice cream man cometh? The one from Florida, whatever his name. Everyone forgot him? I forgot his name. Celia Cruz, the other one. What's his name? Not Ted. Rubio, the ice cream man. Another one. All of a sudden, Rubio, because he had a vowel on the end of his name, he was the hero of the Republican Party. Now, Rubio crashed and burned a year and a half ago when he came out for amnesty. Remember when he joined McCain in the calls for amnesty? That was the end of Rubio. So who was going to run? Rand Paul? Rand Paul's going to run against Rick Perry. He doesn't stand a chance. Rand Paul cannot win. Rand Paul cannot win against Rick Perry. It's impossible. By the way, that's of his name. Yeah, the father's Ron and the son is Rand. They're very good men, by the way. Don't get me wrong. That's a wonderful family. They're a great American family, the Pauls. But Rand Paul can't win. Rick Perry could win against Hillary. Rick Perry is electable. Rand Paul is not electable. Why do I say that? Well, there's a lot of reasons. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
As all of the Texans who have fallen victim to the crime at hand of these criminal aliens will attest to. The price of inaction is too high for Texans to pay.
Today, Governor Rick Perry of Texas has announced he's sending 1,000 National Guard to the border. This is going to get very interesting because, as you well know, the criminal enterprise in the White House is going to counter this by saying that the states have no right to interfere in federal immigration efforts. There will be a confrontation. Meanwhile, in the Middle East, after yesterday's loss of many men in the elite Golani Brigade, another 7 Israeli officers and men died in combat with Hamas just today. Another 7 IDF officers and men killed in combat today, Monday, July 21st, on the fourth day of Israel's ground operation in the Gaza Strip. 4 of the Israelis were killed guarding the Israeli side of the Gaza border by terrorists who jumped out of a tunnel 200 meters from kibbutz near Am, disguised in Israeli army uniforms and flak vests. 10 were killed in a counterattack and helicopter strike, averting a mega terrorist attack or a kidnap attempt. This was the fourth tunnel terrorist attack in 3 days. Later on today, 2 more Israeli soldiers died in combat in another district of Gaza and 1 by friendly fire. There was no let up on Hamas rocket barrages, 2 of which were carried out during Monday against a wide range of Israeli targets, including the Tel Aviv metropolitan area. Iron Dome knocked out a large number of the terrorist rockets. This goes on. It's going on, it's going on, and let me tell you something. Israel's not winning. Israel is not winning this war. It's a repeat of what happened in Lebanon against Hezbollah. And there is a reason for this. And the reason is that the Israelis signal where they're going and when they're going. The Israelis, wanting the world's favor, tell civilians to get out, and the Palestinians threaten to shoot them if they leave because they want them as human shields, and they want them as human bodies to show the world. Israel's fighting an asymmetric war that, frankly, it cannot win. If we had fought by the same rules in World War II, we would have lost World War II. My friends, I have no answer other than to say to you, this is total war. And there's no other way to fight it than total war. It's an ugly thing to see. It's another ugly thing to say. This cannot be done the way Israel's doing it. They're using the U.S.'s rules of engagement. How did that work out for us in Iraq? How did our rules of engagement work out for all the U.S. Marines who were still locked in Fort Leavenworth because they decided to live rather than die? How did that work out for Lieutenant Behenna, who decided to live rather than die? And he shot the terrorist before the terrorist shot him in his own car. It's been going on a long time, my friends. The West is being run by a bunch of cowards with rules of engagement that assure our demise. Israel is no different. The age of Golda Meir and the one-eyed Moshe Dayan are long over. It's now being run by people who should be running supermarkets rather than a military. This is the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Our citizens are under assault, and little children from Central America are detained in squalor. We are too good a country for that to occur. That is why today I am using my executive authority as governor of Texas and activating the National Guard.
That's the biggest news of the day for people in the United States of America, which is that because our borders are under siege, the Texas National Guard has been called out by Governor Perry, and I salute him for it, long overdue, and I believe it's going to take him right to the White House. There's no one on the Republican side who can beat him. Moreover, he'll probably beat Hillary Clinton. But you do know there's going to be a rift between him and the federal troops. Obama will do everything he can to make certain that the hordes of illegals come over this border. You know what's going to happen. But I can ask you how you feel about that. Meanwhile, in Israel, there are other things going on in the Gaza campaign that you should know about. Another 7 Israeli officers and men died today in combat with Hamas. They jumped out of a tunnel in Israeli uniforms and flak vests, ambushed the Israelis, and look, all's fair in love and war, and killed them. It happened in every war. Surprised the Israelis didn't know this would happen. There's something about the Israeli operation that you probably don't know, and that is this. This is the first time in Israel's history that Israel is fighting with solid Arab backing from Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE. You don't know this. Israel is on the front lines against the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas are one and the same. And if you go back in time, you will see that it was John McCain again who went to Egypt to to try to make the Egyptians keep the Muslim Brotherhood in power. And those of you who are Jewish and liberal, yes, you heard me. Maybe it just stopped your heart. Those of you who are Jewish and liberal and continue to vote for Democrat, ask yourself why your hero, Barack Obama, has so vehemently supported the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt and elsewhere when it is their cousins in Hamas who are killing the Israelis. You're going to have to come to terms one day with what I'm telling you. But for the first time in Israel's history, Israel is fighting with solid Arab backing from Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE. They want to obliterate the Muslim Brotherhood. And that's why this bloc, the Egyptian-Saudi-UAE bloc, has actually blacklisted Qatar for supporting the Muslim Brotherhood and for patronizing the Palestinian Hamas. I don't know if you understand that. The U.S. is now firmly on the side of Qatar, a Qatar. However, they, you know, that's one country that no one knows how to pronounce. I don't know what country can be called Qatar and get up in the morning, but we'll call it Qatar. They're our number one ally in the Middle East, and they're on the side of the Palestinians and on the side of the Muslim Brotherhood. It's unbelievable to me. And so I doubt very much that there's ever going to be an effective mediation, or at least a temporary mediation, for a Gaza ceasefire. I don't think it will happen. I do not think it will happen. And I don't think Senator Kerry is going to make much of a difference when he goes over there. I don't think there's anything he can do. He has no credibility, so far as I can tell. There is a new powerful Arab bloc, and it's on the side of Israel. And if Kerry wants to get on the side of reality, he's going to have to twist the arms of Egypt, of Saudi Arabia, and the UAE, as well as Israel, because they're all on the same side. That's what's going to have to happen. Because, remember, the Egyptians right now kicked out the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood that John McCain had the nerve to go to Cairo and scream to the people, oh, they're a duly elected government. You should keep them here. You should keep them here, said John McCain, the psychotic maniac. As I said to you 100 times, if there was an anti-Nobel Peace Prize, he should get it. If there was a person who should get a prize for starting wars, it would be John the Madman McCain. I think he should be locked up in a nut house. I think John McCain is so senile that he should be put into a madhouse. He's on the wrong side of everything. So anyway, this is something that you're not going to read. It's a nuance of the Middle Eastern situation, which is that Israel's new allies are powerful Arab nations. Egypt is on Israel's side. Saudi Arabia is on Israel's side. The United Arab Emirates are on Israel's side. Why? Because they're all threatened by the Muslim fanatics in Hamas, and they want them annihilated. Now, the only thing that can save Israel here that I can see is if Egypt goes into the other side, comes at the Gaza from the other side. If Egypt's military, which is a very powerful, very effective military, I doubt very much that Egypt will do it because Egypt wants Israel to take the blame for the civilian deaths in Gaza. But the only thing that can, save Israel's bacon right now is for its allies in Egypt to finally muster the forces and the will to enter Gaza from the other side and in a pincer movement annihilate Hamas once and for all. And that's it. That's the whole story. This is the Savage Nation. How do you feel about Rick Perry sending the National Guard to the border is the main question. Who can defeat Rick Perry? Let's make this an interesting discussion. Is there any Republican who you think can effectively compete with Rick Perry now for leadership of the Republican Party? I don't know of anyone, frankly. Not one. WBAP in Texas. Herb, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, hi. I think that somebody that can give Governor Perry a run for his money is Scott Walker. I think he's walked the talk. I really like him. I'm here in Texas, and I really like Perry, too. But Scott Walker has really walked the talk. He really has.
Yeah, he's walked the talk, but I don't think he's walked the walk. I mean, what has Scott Walker done on a national level is the issue, Herb.
Well, yeah, on a national level. But what he's done is he's kind of shown us that somebody that stands up for conservative principles can turn a state around. And if he can do that, maybe he can do that for the country, too.
I would think that you have a good point, but he doesn't have the charisma right now that Rick Perry does. Rick Perry, by putting his troops on the border, this is an absolute confrontation with Obama's insane policies, I believe, and it's a direct confrontation of Obama. And my feeling is this is going to go to the Supreme Court. Something is going to happen. This is going to wind up in the Supreme Court in a couple of years. And once again, the magical president will be slapped down for violating the U.S. Constitution and abrogating his responsibilities. WFTL Richard, you're not so happy about the National Guard. Tell me why.
Well, I'm glad he's doing it, and my position is I'm afraid that this is not the next Fort Sumter that we're looking at when the federal troops show up.
Now, explain to the people what Fort Sumter was in the Civil War, would you please?
Well, to my knowledge, it was just the beginning of the first shot that was fired in the Civil War, which obviously we know what happened after that.
Well, isn't that what Obama wants? I mean, am I not writing the book of books that's coming out in only, a couple of weeks now, a month? I don't know when it is. What month are we, July? It's coming out early October. Stop the coming Civil War. I've seen this coming for a long time. Obama wants a civil war in order to declare... I'm getting ahead of myself. Why would Obama want a civil war?
I wish I knew why, because nobody wins in a civil war.
Except the demagogues who want the war. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
Right. So what usually happens to a president's popularity during a civil war? Does it go up or down? It goes way up, right. And what powers does it give a corrupt president? It gives him absolute authority. You know, Lincoln arrested something like 7,000 journalists who opposed him. Did you know that? Did you know that the great Abraham Lincoln arrested 7,000 journalists who opposed the Civil War? I don't think people know that. He was a fascist dictator. People don't know that about him either. All we have is one view of Abraham Lincoln, but they don't know he was also a fascist dictator. He suspended habeas corpus. He arrested his political enemies. Does that sound familiar to you? It's all in my new book, Stop the Coming Civil War, which will be out in early October. I don't even think it's going to be for sale until August. I hope to God that I'm not a prophet. I really hope to God that I'm simply a loudmouth profiteer. I really do, as many people who oppose me and oppose my insights would like to believe. I hope that I'm just a simple talk show host trying to sell a book. I pray to God that there's no prophecy left in my soul. Because God forbid, if there is, we're in real trouble. KCMO, Paul, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yeah, Mr. Savage, straight to the point. Hey, I just learned about Rick Perry sending the reserves to the border on your show. And so I called the White House, and I spoke with a gentleman there, and I told him that I was glad that finally somebody was going to do something. And so he said, is this really what you want? I said, darn right, it's what I want. I said, these illegals, we welcome them if they come legally, but not the way they're coming. And he told me, he said, I got this to tell you. He said, we'll see who wins in the long run.
Yeah, in other words, the White House wants this confrontation.
Apparently so. So
wait until you see what the illegitimate do to this situation. My God, this is going to get bad. This is awful. China, meanwhile, has blasted the one-sided Western rush to judge Russia. Did you hear that? China now has joined Russia. This is as a result of Dianne Feinstein telling Putin to man up. This is unbelievable to me that all of these women, these harridans, are destroying America step by step, brick by brick. China blasts one-sided Western rush to judge Russia over the Malaysian Airlines shootdown. China's now joined Russia. Shall I read it to you? Global Times editorial today, quote, the West has successfully put itself in a position to dictate political correctness in international discourse, said China. China continued and said those unwilling to work with Western interests will often find themselves in a tough position. That's China's first public statement on the rush to judgment to condemn Russia, which they say is not based on evidence or logic. And by the way, that comes in the heels of Vladimir Putin's address last night, jabbing Obama, saying no one should not have the right to use this tragedy to achieve selfish political objectives. And so now China has crossed the line, siding very clearly with Russia, as they conclude, quote, it is yet another example of the power of Western opinion as a political tool. So now we have China and Russia being pushed together once again by Barack Hussein Obama. 855-400-7282. Chuck in Houston is not a Rick Perry fan. Chuck, go ahead, please.
No, Mike, this is a big scam. This is right out of his playbook. He does this every time he wants to get elected, and he's been successful at it. He pulls up the big border tough guy and hasn't done a thing since he's been governor. We've been sitting here watching everybody overrunning Houston in particular. It's terrible. It's just overrun. Nothing gets done. and then here comes Pecos Perry down to the border, and I'm going to stop all this stuff and nothing. He sent a letter. He says he sent a letter 2 years ago, no answer. He sent a letter a year ago, no answer. He's waiting for a letter to be responded to by the president. And now we've got half the amount of people coming, and here he goes. We're going to take 1,000 troops down there and really show how we've controlled this thing.
Mm-hmm. So you're not convinced that this is serious. In your opinion, it's a stunt.
The best thing he's done is stay out of everybody's way and let the economy grow here. However, the problem is, you know, everybody says, oh, these immigrants are great. This is all wonderful. The place is torn up with immigration down here. It's an absolute mess.
So you don't think that Perry's move is going to amount to very much. I don't know if people know this, but both Perry and Obama have the authority to deploy National Guard troops. But whoever authorizes it has to pay for it. This means that because Perry has authorized it, Texas will have to pick up the price tag of $12 million a month. Did you know that?
And funny enough, he just met with Obama last week over nothing. You know, what was that about? And also prior to that, before this whole deal started with the big rush to the border, he was over in Rome. The Muslim leader we got in there is over in Rome talking to the Pope. What's that all about? All of a sudden, and here comes a big rush out of Guatemala and whatever.
Don't you think that it's better that Rick Perry does something than nothing, even if it's just window dressing? At least it'll draw attention to the surge of illegals coming over the border, the cartels, the crime, the human trafficking, the criminals, et cetera, that's hitting your state?
It's not going to do anything. It's a big show. It's just a big show, and they're working. Here's your next, like you said, you called it. Here's the next president, just like George Bush. He's the only guy that can step forward. He's the most conservative guy we got. Now it's your turn, Rick.
All right. So, but at least on one point we agree. Rick Perry is now way ahead of Jeb Bush, Rubio, and Ted Cruz. There's no question about it.
And this is right out of his playbook to be elected. I mean, he knows he's a.
All right, so let me ask you: you're not a big fan of Rick Perry. Would you vote for Hillary Clinton instead?
I think I'm done voting, Mike. I think I'm pretty much done voting.
But Chuck, here's the problem: if we don't vote, we get more of Obama-like creations in the White House.
We've got John Cornyn, who I voted for. Look at that guy; he's ridiculous. He's completely the opposite. He's a rock. Why vote for these guys? John Culberson, who's been on your show, he's funding this whole deal. I mean, it's ridiculous. Why vote for these guys? Why should we? They don't represent us when they get in. What's the point? They do. Yeah, I probably would. I'll go vote for Hillary. It doesn't matter. It doesn't. But I just won't vote. I mean, that's it.
You know, so you're that disgusted with the entire political class. All right, that's a sad call in a way. Very sad. KSFO Mike is the next one up on the National Guard being sent to the border today by Rick Perry, governor of Texas. The time is 49 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the one and only Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. It seems to me that history is repeating itself, especially in Europe. As you remember, in the 1930s, Hitler had his street thugs called the Brown Shirts, who began by defacing Jewish stores and smashing the windows and boycotting them. What happened over the weekend is so shocking that history is being repeated itself right in front of our eyes. Arabs in France are copying Hitler's Brown Shirt tactics. There are acts of vandalism against Jewish store owners and Jews in France that are duplicate of those that occurred by the Nazis in World War II. You call them demonstrations, but the fact of the matter is shops were looted and Jews were beaten up in the streets. They attacked the synagogue. It's exactly what happened in France in the 1930s and the beginning of the Nazi regime. Only now, instead of marching with German music and swastikas. They're marching to Arab music in their heads. And images of Jewish babies dangling from the roof. That's what's going on in the land of liberté, equality, fraternité, all because there's a socialist coward running the nation of France. That's what's going on, but you wouldn't know it, those of you planning your summer vacations. Not at all. Keep voting Democrat.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Our citizens are under assault, and little children from Central America are detained in squalor. We are too good a country for that to occur. That is why today I am using my executive authority as governor of Texas and activating the National Guard. I've directed Adjutant General John Nichols to immediately prepare for deployment up to 1,000 of his troops in support of the Department of Public Safety's ongoing surge operation. It is codenamed Operation Strong Safety.
Blue Monday.
All the while that Obama is grandstanding on the downing of the Malaysian airliner, trying to divert attention from his criminal behavior on the border, the IRS scandal. How many scandals shall I go back to show you that we know what's going on? He's attacking Putin over and over again as though Putin personally ordered the shooting down of the Malaysian jetliner. He has the nerve to attack Putin as though Putin said, go shoot down the jetliner. All the while he opened up the back door to the cartels. Yes, my friends, it's the shadows on the wall. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Plato wrote it thousands of years ago that the average citizen doesn't actually see the actors. The average citizen, he said, sees only the shadows on the wall, doesn't really know what's going on. And it's our job in the media to tell you who the players are and what they're really doing to the best of our knowledge. Do we know more than you do? No, but we are doing this full time. It is our day job. The news is our day job, so you would expect us to have a keener insight into what's going on than the average person who has to make a living, has to pay the bills, has to get ahead in the world. And so you see a criminal regime like this, stalling, diverting, involved with everything nefarious you could imagine, just this side of the law, and now they're jumping on Putin with regard to the shoot down of Malaysian airline. You turn the TV on over the weekend, all you hear is basically the war drums being beaten. War drums from Dianne Feinstein having the audacity to say to Putin, man up. You hear a thing like this? Can you imagine the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee saying, man up? Is she senile or what? Is that diplomatic of her? Did you hear that? Listen to clip number 8 on the Savage Nation.
I would say, Putin, you have to man up. You should talk to the world. You should say,
I have to say, Dianne Feinstein, you have to lay down. It's time for you to take a night toll and go to sleep already from your job. Leave us alone, Feinstein. You came to power as a mayor of San Francisco, and you've never stopped giving it to America. You've used your office for your own selfishness for your entire life, according to everyone who studied it. It's time, Dianne Feinstein, to just stop it. Stop the rhetoric, Dianne. You're not doing yourself or anyone else a favor. Here we got Feinstein pushing the Cold War to levels I've not seen since the 1950s. I've been around since I was a kid. I lived through the 50s. I never heard rhetoric like this. I have never heard sitting senators, trying to start a war like I heard over the weekend. Everywhere I turn, the news people who are invisible and silent on Obama's crimes, invisible and silent as the border is being overrun by cartels, drugs pouring in, illegal aliens from as far away as China and India sneaking in behind the children, silent, but all of a sudden they found their manhood. All of a sudden they found their manhood on this issue of Russia. And so I say to you, I've never seen anything like this. We wake up today and there's new news. News like I've never seen in my life. Israel's in a ground offensive in Gaza, and they're losing their most elite troops. Yes, they're losing their most elite troops. Think of our most elite Navy SEALs getting wiped out in one mission. That's what just happened yesterday and today to Israel. Do you think it's by accident, or is it possible that there's some kind of leakage from the White House to Hamas? Attention, Jews approaching on Sector 935. Attention, Jews approaching on Sector 936. Pop out of tunnel. Is it possible, or is this paranoid insanity? Boy, anything's possible. Is it probable? Yes. It's probable. Why? Because Obama has backed the Muslim Brotherhood from the top to the bottom, and Hamas is the Brotherhood. Well, what, do you have to be a genius to put two and two together on which side he's on? What you don't know is that not all Muslims are on the side of the Palestinians. In fact, the Arab Muslims in Egypt support Israel. The Arab Muslims in Saudi Arabia support Israel. The Arab Muslims in the United Arab Emirates support Israel. You don't know this. This is a rather new situation. In fact, it's the first time in Israel's history that they've had such major Arab support for their war, for a war. They are backing Israel to the hilt because they want Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood annihilated. They want them stamped out and annihilated. Now, the only thing that can save Israel right now is if Egypt moves in on the other flank. And in a pincer movement, they take Gaza City and clean out the rat's nest. And then maybe the innocent people who are living in Gaza can have a normal life. They cannot have a normal life while they are under the knife and the sword of the terrorist Hamas. They cannot. And the only thing that can save the people of Gaza themselves, and perhaps the entire Middle East, is if Egypt finally unleashes its military from the other side of Gaza. That's the only thing that will save the situation. The problem is, I don't think they'll do it. I think they want the Jews to take the fall for the whole act. That's the problem. Meanwhile, in America, as you know, our border is under assault from the invaders from the south, using children as the front of the invasion. And Obama did this. We have the evidence over and over again. We've shown it to you. We've shown you. I have it right here in my hand again. I saved it. I've proven over and over again it's a manufactured crisis on the border. I have in my hand, and I have the date of it, request for information and RFI, escort services for unaccompanied alien children. This was put out last January by the Department of Homeland Security. It is a gigantic conspiracy by the Obama administration to burst our borders wide open. It was an act of war against America committed by enemies within. Only they're so clever that they use children to do this to us. And who joined them? None other than Glenn Beck. Who joined them over the weekend? None other than Ted Cruz went to the border to give out toys. Ted Cruz is finished. Rick Perry is the next Republican nominee for the President of the United States. I declare that on the show right now. Rick Perry may not be the ideal conservative, but Rick Perry is certainly the best you're going to get. You're telling me you'd rather have Chris Christie? Are you telling me you'd rather have Jeb Bush? No, my friends. You know, at least Rick Perry has done something. Maybe it's too little. Maybe it's too late. Maybe Obama will challenge him in court. I don't know what's coming tomorrow. I can pretty much guess what's going to happen. But just hours ago, there is big news in your life. Finally, a Republican stood up to the juggernaut of the illegitimate in the White House, and he has announced that he's sending 1,000 troops to the border with Mexico to stop this invasion. How do you feel about Rick Perry sending the Texas National Guard to the border? I called for it all of last week and the week before. In fact, I actually called Rick Perry out Thursday and Friday. I said, you know, it's time for him to stop talking the talk, and it's time for him to start walking the walk. And if you remember the show, I said that he has the power to authorize the Texas National Guard on the border. Jan Brewer has the power to authorize the Arizona National Guard on the border. And laughingly, Governor Brown has the authority to order the California National Guard to protect us from this this onslaught. Well, one of them has acted. You wouldn't expect the socialist Jerry Brown to do it, would you? Would you expect Jerry Brown to do it when he's put in office by the unions, the SEIU? No, you know, he wouldn't do it. But Rick Perry did it. He just announced it. Maybe Jan Brewer will get the guts to finally do it. And then you'll see what's going to happen before the dictator in the White House uses his pen and his stool to try to nullify the act of the governor of the state of Texas. Until his consigliere, Eric Holder, comes up with some cockamamie twisted rules or laws that they rewrite in order to try to stop the state of Texas from defending itself from this invasion. How do you feel about that? KSFO in San Francisco. Mike, how do you feel about Rick Perry authorizing 1,000 troops on the border?
Yeah, Mike, this is a complete sham. The National Guard has no power to arrest anybody, and all they're going to be able to do is change diapers. I'm a little surprised you fell for this, Mike, because there's 1,000 National Guard that borders 1,000 miles long, and like I said, they have no power to do anything. This is just for show.
You're absolutely cynical about Rick Perry's move.
Well, absolutely, since the National Guard can't do anything. The only way that this could stop is if you change that law about sending the kids back right away, that they get a hearing, and as long as that law is in existence, those kids can come across and they know they're going to get a hearing, which probably never happens, and they stay in the country. That's the only way it stops.
Well, what's interesting is that a Republican and a Democrat from Texas wrote the law to do that, and Obama, who lies every day and says that he has to act because Congress won't, Congress is ready to act to change the law to stop this, yet Obama, of course, being the big liar that he is, has said he will nullify that vote. You know that bill if it's passed. So you know who's behind this, right?
Well, you know, George Bush signed that law in 2008.
I understand it was George Bush, but it was not done for the reasons that Obama's using it.
No, I agree. Nobody expected this to work out this way, but that's the only way you can stop this.
How a corrupt administration works, is they try to pretend they're working within the law, when in fact they have the power to change the law with the stroke of a pen. If this guy can use his pen and his stool to write laws, he can certainly write a law yesterday and stop this. Thanks for the call. York, Pennsylvania. Jim, you're on the Savage Nation. How do you feel about Rick Perry sending the National Guard to the border?
I wish he would have done it a month ago.
All right. Yeah, you know, I don't go for people saying it's just show, nothing's going to happen. I think it's going to raise the awareness to the average American guy out there that there's a problem, don't you? At least it'll have them start talking about it again instead of the shoot down a Malaysian airliner.
I think that'll get the public attention, no question about it. And
so that's the important thing. Even if Rick Perry's move only gets the public focused back on the invasion on the southern border, then he will have achieved something great. Don't you understand that? This is the Savage Nation. Do you agree with Rick Perry sending 1,000 National Guard to the border? I'm Michael Savage. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. Well, here's something that will probably shock you if you're a supporter of the first Marxist president of the United States of America. But it won't shock me because it happened before. Barack Hussein Obama had just picked a female nun pilot to head up the U.S. Air Force in the Pacific. Now, Hagel, who, by the way, is the most dangerous defense secretary in U.S. history, if you chose, let's say an enemy invaded America, let's say the Chinese invaded secretly, took over the country, and didn't want to shock the population because we're armed to the teeth, and they don't want to have a ground war in the U.S. against their troops, because we'd probably cause a lot of damage to the Chinese, the Chi-Coms, if they came here, because there are so many people armed to the teeth. We wouldn't just roll over as they would in countries that are not armed. So what you would do is you would slowly deball or eviscerate the military, the police, not by getting rid of all the military who can fight, or all the police, certainly, but by decapitating the command structure. So Obama first purged the military of all combat commanders who would have blown the whistle on Benghazi or would have stood up to him over what he's done with the Bergdahl swap or God knows what else. They're gone. He announced the appointment of a 4-star admiral in the Navy. And here's a woman who never flew an airplane is now going to command naval aviators. How can a man pay respect or be respectful to anyone who has not done what he has to do, who's going to send them into harm's way? Answer, he can't. Well, he just did it again. The White House has picked the first female general to head the Air Force in the Pacific, which will make her the first non-pilot, I repeat, non-pilot, to command air power in such a large theater of operation. Pentagon announced that Air Force Lieutenant General Lori J. Robinson has been nominated for promotion to four-star general and as commander of Pacific Air Forces. Did you hear what I just said to you? Now, this woman will have responsibility for security in the Asia-Pacific region. Her nomination was sent to the Senate for confirmation. Of course, we don't have the guts and the Republicans to stand up and say, this is outrageous. This is stupid. You can't fly. You're not getting the job. Get out of here. Go take a job at Harvard. Go run the University of California like Janet Sterno or whatever her name is that they just got rid of. Remember Big Sis? She's now wrecking the University of California by appointing her friends in every department. This has never happened before. General Robinson is not a career pilot. She's an air battle manager. She has served as a passenger aboard the Air Force's surveillance aircraft, the E-3A WACS and E-8 J-STARS. So she was a passenger on surveillance airplanes. But a retired pilot said that there's a reason the Air Force historically has put a pilot in charge of large combatant command air forces, and here's what he said. It is because you make operational decisions that require the understanding of what you're going to ask pilots to execute in combat, where the wrong decisions mean the difference between life and death, the retired pilot said. Now her vice commander and director of ops will be rated fighter pilots, but she still makes the decisions. You know who did this? Obama. You know who put her in charge? His stooge, Chuck Hagel, but it's going to get worse. General Robinson was nominated amid a diversity push by Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel with a general focus on women's issues by the White House. Chuck Hagel has vowed to stamp out sexual assaults in the military. As you well know, that's a created fiction. And he said he's open to studying whether transgender people are permitted to serve. So you see, it's not well enough that he's putting women who can't fly in charge of combat missions. He now wants to put transgendered, whatever they are, into the Air Force. And this is what happens when you have an insane administration. At this point, it's no longer Marxism, it's insanity. This is what happens when you put diversity ahead of survival. And had we had Obama as president at the outset of World War II, you'd be speaking German or you'd be a lampshade. This is the Savage Nation, 855-407-282. As I pointed out, the war in Ukraine is over shale. It's about shale, it's about natural gas, and that's what the war is about. It's always about natural resources or about territory related to natural resources or something to that effect. Rarely is war about anything other than money. How do you feel about Obama appointing a woman who can't fly in charge of the men who have to go into combat in the Pacific when China is building up its military? You think that's a good idea? Does it make you feel better that there's diversity? It doesn't matter whether she can command properly. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you feel good. What matters is that Obama can invite her to the White House and have a picture taken with her showing that he's diverse. You know, if ever we survive Obama, and if ever there's an administration that's really an American administration with our true national interests at heart, I think Chuck Hagel should be brought up on charges.
Savage.
Ukrainian President Poroshenko has declared a demilitarized zone around the crash site. As I said before, you have international teams already in place prepared to conduct the investigation and recover the remains of those who have been lost. But unfortunately, the Russian-backed separatists who control the area continue to block the investigation.
Why don't you tell us about the swarm coming over the border that you introduced to this country with diseases and crime and drugs? You have any idea that this is all coordinated? Are you not suspicious that a day after his poll ratings collapsed to the lowest level ever, and that immigration rose to the highest level ever as a topic on the minds of the average Joe, that the very next day, either by luck, well, I would just say by chance, the Russian separatists shoot down a passenger jet. And all of a sudden, all of the vermin in the media rush around the clock, and all they're covering is not the diseased, not the criminals, not those from India coming over the border. That's right. Amongst the children are Indian nationals. You don't know about that. Amongst the children that are sacred to Nancy Pelosi, there are those from China. Not one word in the government media complex. I truly feel as though I'm living in the ex-Soviet Union. The only thing missing are the secret police taking people off the streets in black cars en masse and putting them in, let's say, the gulag. We're one breath away from that under this dangerous administration. Because this happens in the Ukraine, and all of a sudden there's no border problem, not covered by ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN. You wait and see. CNN will cover the plane crash for the next 2 months under Mr. whatever's name is Zucker. Another great man, another Zucker. You got Zuckerberg with Facebook. You got Zucker at CNN. I'd like to translate what the name Zucker means. I think it means sucker. I guess they think that there's a sucker born every minute. And you could fool all of the people all of the time, but you can't fool me any of the time. I know what's going on. I see what's going on. I see it as clear as a crystal diamond. There's a population in Iraq of Christians that's been there over 2,000 years. 2,000 years. They've been forced to flee for their lives by the friends of John McCain and Barack Obama. The friends being the ISIS group. Now you say, how could you come up with a crazy thing like that? Why the Islamic State crazy people are not friends of Obama and John McCain? Well, then let me ask you a question. These Islamists who drove out the Christians from Mosul, who had been there for 2,000 years, and by the way, they said to them, either you convert to Islam, pay a tax, or we'll have your head cut off. And as the Christian families were fleeing, remember, they've been there 2,000 years. You know how long that is? They've been there 2,000 years. And in your lifetime, you let them be driven out of Mosul because of this charlatan in the White House. Because of this crackpot community organizer charlatan, the Christians are being decimated all over the Middle East. This crackpot charlatan is destroying the world. But you're responsible because you elected him. I didn't. I didn't vote for this crackpot charlatan. You did. Don't blame me. They drove them out and they said, here's your choice. Here's the choice. You convert to Islam, you pay a religious tax, which is in the Quran, the Book of Peace, or we'll cut your head off. So the Christian families who were there for 2,000 years, the remnants of them, the remnants of the 2,000-year Christian community, fled with just the clothing on their back. But it gets worse. As the Christians reached the checkpoint to get out of Mosul, when they found out they were Christians, your friends, the Muslims, took everything they were carrying, including their mobile phones. They left them only with the clothing on their back. Now let's jump to Israel. Israel is fighting their cousins, the Palestinians. Israel is fighting for the entire West. Israel is on the front lines of the war against radical Islam. And make no mistake about it, you have already taken the side of the Palestinians because the media has made them into Robin Hood. They made Israel into Goliath and the Palestinians into David. You have everything upside down. Israel is on the front lines of the survival of the West. And right now, what does the UN do? The UN takes the side of the Palestinians and calls for a ceasefire. There's no way they can have a ceasefire. Unless they create a buffer zone of at least a mile wide, they're going to have rockets into Israel. My prediction is Israel will not stop the invasion of Gaza because they have no choice. So I've given you domestic. I've given you an international. Now, here comes the worst one for this Blue Monday. Over the weekend, I heard the war drums being beaten on every channel. War drums like I haven't heard since the 1950s during the height of the Cold War. In fact, they were worse. I have never heard such insanity as I heard over the weekend. The bottom of it all being Dianne Feinstein, that corrupt individual, having the audacity to go on TV and say she wants Putin to man up about the shootdown of the airliner. Have you ever heard anything like this in your lifetime? An old hag like her? An old harridan like Dianne Feinstein with all of her questionable business dealings? Having the nerve to try to trigger World War III? Now, even if the Russian separatists shot the plane down, which it looks like they did, I told you that last week, does that mean Putin gave him the orders to do so? What sense would that make? How would Russia have gained by that? So why are all of these media people, government media complex, trying to start World War III? Everywhere you turn, they were demanding war against Russia. Not in exactly those words. Not in exactly those words, but it seems to me I never heard such rhetoric like this since the 1950s. Have you? Have you ever heard rhetoric like this in your lifetime? Demanding that a superpower basically go to war with another superpower over the, I would say, accidental shootdown of an airliner? I don't think you understand what could happen here. Do you remember how World War I started? I told this to you last week. You remember what happened? There was an assassination of the Archduke of Austria, Franz Ferdinand. And what happened then? The First World War slowly got started. Austria-Hungary issued an ultimatum to Serbia, which was rejected. It led to a declaration of war. The regional war caused the Central Powers to choose sides, and World War I was on. Is it possible that one weekend in December of 2013 was in fact the same as the Archduke Ferdinand event igniting World War III? Well, let's go back in history and show you what happened. Last December, not even a year ago, a crazy warmongering U.S. Senator named John McCain goes to Ukraine. He has dinner with the far-right anti-Semitic Svoboda Party in Ukraine, your new friends. Your new friends are the far-right anti-Semitic Svoboda Party. Senator McCain then goes in front of a crowd in Independence Square during a mass rally in Kiev. He stands with Oleh Tyanovich, leader of the anti-Semitic Svoboda Party. That's your U.S. Senator McCain. And out on the streets of Kiev in December, the red and black striped flag of the Ukrainian Insurgent Army, UIA, is seen carried alongside flags carrying Svoboda's logo. These groups, along with the young girls in the tight dungarees with iPhones, who, of course, were the face of the Ukrainian movement. It's always the girls. It's just like during the age of the Communist Party USA, when they used women at dances to enlist young working men in the 1920s and 30s in America. It was always the girls and free sex that got a lot of American workers to join the Communist Party. It was all about sex at that time. So once again, the girls with the tight jeans and the iPhones were the image of this Ukrainian uprising. But in fact, behind them was the red and black striped flag of the Ukrainian Insurgent Army and Svoboda. And these groups, along with the support of the warmongering maniac, Senator McCain, helped overthrow the legitimate government that existed in Ukraine at that time. Let me go back again. Obama the fraud keeps saying he wants democracy in various and sundry countries, doesn't he? Well, there was democracy in Ukraine. There was a duly elected leader. But between Senator McCain and these groups, they overthrew the leader. And that set up a turf war between Russia and Ukraine. Would these so-called Ukrainian rebels have been successful without the backing of the United States, the CIA, and John McCain? Well, one can only guess at this point. And so now we move fast forward, and it confirms what I have feared all along. The regional conflict at the heart of what is going on in Europe was stoked along by the United States of America with Senator John McCain at the head of it, at the tip of the spear. So McCain has long been a friend of the military-industrial complex, who are the only ones to gain from a war. How do you feel about a glorified air traffic controller now being in charge of the entire Air Force in the Pacific? How do you feel about that? Is that a good thing because it's diverse? General Robinson was nominated amid a diversity push by Defense Secretary, the enemy of America, Chuck Hagel, and a general focus on women's issues in the White House. This is what we mean by social engineering. Instead of being focused on national security, this moron, Chuck Hagel, is focused on women's issues by the White House. Here's what people wrote. Nun pilot to manage the Air Force? Isn't that like hiring a community activist to be president? Another one wrote, I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV. Somebody wrote, in short, if Barry Suetro can water down the military to a point where they can become totally ineffective, then he can, in his delusional, insane mind, justify the insertion of the UN into every thread of fabric of the United States of America. Another one wrote this. The only serious opposition to his citizen militia is the servicemen. They hate him. Watering down and PCing combat commanders trickles down to them. It's unbelievable to me. She's qualified because she's a female. That's all. That's her general qualifications. She's not qualified to be the commander. I'm sure she's great at what she does. But she was only nominated because she's a woman, no other reason. Not because she achieved any distinction in air combat. But then again, what was President Obama qualified for? His only qualifications were being a fine community organizer. And so now you see he's not capable of being a world leader. This is unbelievable to me what's going on. It was a woman again. Another woman appointed as a four-star admiral who has never flown a jet, who's now going to command naval aviators. I don't understand. You can't understand what's going on. How can we ever come back to this nation? How can this nation ever defend itself again? How is it possible? Let me tell you what I wrote 30 years ago. I think it went like this. Without quality, there can be no equality. Did you hear what I just said? Without quality, there can be no equality. This is equality for equality's sake, which means it is suicide for the U.S. Air Force. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
This is surely a Blue Monday. The world is coming apart because the community organizer in the White House is so fixated only on destroying his domestic enemies that the world has gone to pieces. You heard me. Take a look at the Middle East. Now all you see is Israel attacking the poor innocent Palestinian people of Gaza. But you didn't see the ancient Christian populations of Iraq being driven out by the Islamists, did you? You know nothing about them being killed, their churches burned. There's an ancient Christian community near Mosul that had been there over 2,000 years. Attention, morons. Attention, Christian and Jew haters. 2,000 years, there was a Christian community in Mosul. They were told the following. You either convert to Islam, you pay a religious tax, or you face the sword. The remaining 150 Christian families fled, and as they were fleeing, everything was stolen from them by your friends, the Muslims. What does this have to do with Israel? Everything. Israel is fighting on the front lines against the radical Islamist vermin. They're everywhere. They're in this country, in the streets of New York, San Francisco, Chicago. Make no mistake about it. They don't have the numbers yet, and they don't have the power. But when they do, they'll drive you out of your own country, you moron, you. God bless Israel. They're on the front lines. They're not the canary in the coal mine. They are the tip of the sword of the West against this vicious Nazi Islamist reactionary force on planet Earth. UN, of course, demands a Gaza ceasefire. The perverts in the UN have nothing to say about the Christians being slaughtered, nothing to say about the Christians being slaughtered in Syria by the so-called rebels who are the cousins of the Islamists in Iraq. The very same rebels that this country is supporting in Syria against Assad, the very same rebels in Syria that John McCain foams at the mouth to send weapons to, these are the same people who are driving Christians out of Iraq. Let me ask you something. Which side are we on? Are we on the side of Islamists or on the side of freedom? I'll let you decide because I don't think this man in the White House knows which side he's on. I don't think he knows what he's doing. I don't think it's even fair to say he's a communist. I think he's an ignoramus. He's a front man for a group of disparate groups. And let me tell you something, all of them are no good. Every last one of them is no good. So who is going to oppose him? Here's another news story for today, this Blue Monday. You thought Ted Cruz could carry the sword for the Republican Party? You thought he was a Tea Party favorite? Well, you woke up and found out that he joined that shyster phony Glenn Beck. That's right, the hapless Ted Cruz, Republican of Texas, who allegedly is going to run against Hillary Clinton, is now finished. He joined Glenn Beck on the border, at the U.S.-Mexico border, to give away soccer balls and teddy bears and cook for the illegal alien children. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you still think Ted Cruz is a legitimate candidate, let me tell you something. He isn't. It's that simple. Meanwhile, Putin, all you hear all weekend is the anti-Soviet propaganda. It was like watching Izvestia during the Cold War, only this time we were the Soviet Union, and our news outlets were Izvestia. one foaming mouth liberal after another covering up Obama's tragedies and failures. Dianne Feinstein having the audacity to say Putin needs to man up. Hey, Dianne Feinstein, you ought to man up about you and Richard Blum. Man up about the double dealing, Dianne. I can't take it anymore. They're using Putin as a fall guy. No one is supporting shooting down an airliner. Nobody is supporting that. But you don't go to World War III to cover up your dear leader's failures, do you? Well, tell that to Dianne Feinstein, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and Fox News. Around-the-clock anti-Putin madness. It's leading up to a war. Is that what you want? Is that what you liberals want in between your dope smoking and your partying is another war? Because that's what you're going to get unless you wake up to what's going on. This is Michael Savage, champion for America's borders, language, and culture. Thank you for giving me 15 minutes, and God bless America.
Savage.